Welcome back. Fundraising can be lonely with seemingly endless to-do lists. This podcast isn't about best practices or trends. It's about the deeper wisdom of the beautiful space where generosity occurs. A weekly 5-minute reflection to ground you for the week ahead. If you like this podcast, please leave a review in your favorite podcast app. For a bit of humor this week, I would like to share with you a research article I came across in the National Library of Medicine. It expresses the frustration that many of us feel in the headline and author title. However, there is truth in the summary that the author gives at the end. So this week, I am reading The Ethics of Giving, The Ratio of Generosity to Income by, a drafter of many appeals, from the Hospital Magazine, published in 1915. Quote, the announcement recently made under the heading, Wills Proved, that the testator whose personalty approached £350,000 had bequeathed to his executors for charitable purposes his personal clothing and not else, recalls the infrequency with which charitable offerings are made to bear their relation to means. It would seem to most thinkers that a giver who recognizes an obligation to charity, only to discharge it with frequent inadequacy, is worse than a man who lives wholly oblivious of the claim upon him. Unquote. The drafter of many appeals ends the article with, but the fact is that motives of pure reason to explain voluntary action are usually difficult of discovery and not in the charitable spheres only. The application of benevolence, notwithstanding the efforts of disciplinarians and organizers, will never rank among the exact sciences. It is among the trials of poor men, generous of soul, that they cannot satisfy the cravings of their benevolent instincts. But they possess an inevitable advantage over richer donors. They may obtain to self-sacrifice and giving, which seasons and glorifies the gift, and is impossible to those who are merely transferred to charitable uses, a portion of scarcely realized superfluity. Unquote. To the drafter of many appeals, we still hear you. And yet, we can still satisfy the cravings of the benevolent instincts of donors who do wish to join us in the work of our missions. Let us reflect on one question this week. When will you take the time to find the humor in our fundraising work through a Google search of humorous videos or cartoons focused on fundraising, or perhaps have a conversation with a colleague about their funniest moments in this profession? Share this podcast if you enjoy these 5-minute reflections and subscribe to receive these reflections released every Monday. To explore fundraising coaching deeper, visit servingnonprofits.com. See you next week.